In 1613, in what is now upstate New York, the first agreement was consecrated between indigenous peoples and interlopers from afar. Andy Major is coordinator for the Two-Row Wampum Renewal Campaign, an initiative to look back at the pact, consider its relevance today, and share information about this first treaty.
We're here in the Capital District to announce this campaign to mark the 400th anniversary of the first treaty between the Haudenosaunee, or Six Nations Confederacy, and European settlers made 400 years ago with the Dutch.
Many consider the treaty to still be in effect.
The campaign is an effort to look back at that treaty and that agreement and to consider how it helps us moving forward. To look at the fact that we have not lived up to that treaty or the treaties which flowed from it. Most importantly, the Treaty of Canandaigua, made with President George Washington of the United States.
The Onondaga Nation consists of a 7,300-acre territory just south of Syracuse. Chief Orrin Lyons says while his culture evolves with the challenges of the modern world, it is important to remember the history and significance of the Two-Row Wampum Treaty of 1613, when Dutch settlers sought an agreement with native peoples to ensure safe travel. Lyons says a council of the five regional Indian nations was called and they gathered.
They talk about relationship. How shall we call one another? How shall we greet one another? And what is it that we're going to do here? And so with that discussion, they developed this whole idea of what we call the Kaswenta, the Two-Row Wampum. And at that time, they said, how will we keep this agreement? And the Dutch said, of course, we'll write it. We'll write it down. The chiefs at that time said, well, we'll keep it in our method. So if and when you ever lose your paper, come to us and we'll have this belt and we'll explain to you what's in there. So that's what happened. Basically, the papers were lost, but, you know, there's copies of that discussion. But the belt, no, the belt has remained. And so this belt is probably what we call the grandfather of all treaties in North America. It was the first one.
Lyons is among a group of advocates who won't let the Two-Row Wampum Belt become a lost artifact. Lyons describes the two rows.
And they said, this is a river of life. And you in your boat with your many peoples, with all of your religions, with all the colors of your people, and we in our canoe, simple life, hard life, we share this river of life. So we'll go down this river of life, side by side, and we'll make a covenant. And the covenant is peace, friendship, for as long as the sun rises in the east, sets in the west, as long as the waters flow downhill, as long as the grass grows green.
Lyons emphasizes the Two-Row Wampum Renewal Campaign has been deployed to remind people how to coexist in peace and friendship with a shared responsibility to care for the environment. This month, the Albany Common Council and the Croton Town Board both unanimously passed resolutions in support of the campaign. Albany Common Council member Kathy Fahey.
We are really at the seat of where a lot of this happened. Our first European settlers here working closely with the Native Americans, learning how to deal with one another in a peaceful way. The Native Americans, I think, have so much to teach us about how to live peacefully, despite differences.
Other governments considering the resolution include the towns of Rosendale, Stony Point, Williamsville, and Woodstock, and the Ulster County Legislature. The Seneca Nation's Kevin Nephew says there are events scheduled to be held in the Capital Region supporting the Two-Row Wampum Renewal, including Saturday, June 15th in Fonda, and a send-off celebration festival Saturday, July 27th at Russell Sage College in Troy.
We're anticipated to have Haudenosaunee dancers, artisans, food, speakers, music, starting about 10 in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Free to the public. The biggest thing really is to get the message out to everyone about the Two-Row and what it represents.
Links to the events and extended interviews with Kevin Nephew and Chief Orrin Lyons are at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.